We caught up with the youth biathletes as they were rotating in and out of the shooting range on the course. They'd remove their skis or snowshoes, fire at targets from either a standing or prone position, then quickly get their gear back on and continue on around the trail. Head snowshoe biathlete coach Simon Gilliland explains the routine.
When the race starts, they ski or snowshoe a loop, then they come in and shoot once. The first stage is always prone. Then they go out for another loop, and then in relays and in sprints, they shoot one more standing station for the juniors. Juveniles shoot prone, and then a third loop, and they're done.
The youths were relaxed. It was a practice, after all, but it was clear to see how well-trained they all were as they methodically rotated through a half-dozen shooters at a time. Ryan Reeser is a 15-year-old junior snowshoe biathlete from Anchorage. He was kind of bummed out about his performance so far, but he's looking forward to the next round, which he believes will enable him to make a comeback.
The next race is going to be a time penalty, which will give me a little bit of an advantage because I'm not quite as good as some of the other people snowshoeing, but I'm a bit more of a better shot.
That's one of the reasons Reeser likes the sport. It enables athletes to use their strengths to compensate for their weaknesses.
Biathlon is like two sports. Usually there's one side that people are better at, and mine's shooting.
Katie Daniels is a junior women's snowshoe biathlete from Unalakleet. She says she's trained year-round since she was 7, mainly on skis, but also with snowshoes as of about a year ago, in order to be selected for the games.
I do cross-country running in the summertime, and then I snowshoe every other day of the week, except Sunday, from whenever we get snow, which is usually November, December, until the games start in March.
Daniels says just getting here is a thrill, even more so to place well in the competition.
Yeah, I'm getting the most that I could ever ask for. I got third place twice in a row. I was quite happy with that.
Unalakleet is a small town in a remote area on the coast of western Alaska, so Daniels doesn't have access to trainers and coaches that kids from cities have access to. But she says she's got a strong support group in her community and online.
I have a cross-country running coach. His name is Nick Hansen. He's actually here at the games also, competing in NYO Native Youth Olympics. My parents, definitely my dad, he helps me target practice all the time, even when he doesn't have time. and then my ski coach. And then I also have people who helps me over email.
Her support group extends even further to others who've helped out by contributing things, such as the mukluks that Daniels was wearing to go along with the traditional wood frame and rawhide snowshoe used for the sport. Gilliland says there's some concern in his coaching community over the use of mukluks and traditional snowshoes for the sport.
In the past, I've seen injuries flare up because of the way that they're attached, whereas the modern aluminum, the binding system is different and doesn't put the same stresses on the foot.
Gilliland says youths like Daniels get a shot at competing in the Arctic Winter Games through a policy set by an organization that he's a part of that helps with the biathlete training program.
The WISA, Western Interior Ski Association, they have 4 slots that we reserve for them, for the kids that are off the road system. Generally, they'll send a snowshoer and a skier in both boys and girls in the junior division.
This year, those slots went to Caleb Korta from Galena, Isaac McElway from White Mountain, Rosa Schmidt from Nome, and Daniels from Unalakleet. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.